Welcome to the Hustle and Flowchart Podcast with your hosts, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Hey, hey, we're back for another episode of the Hustle and Flowchart Podcast. Joe Fear here with my co-host.
Matt Wolf, because Joe forgot my name.
I forgot his word. Yeah, little amnesia right there. I'm staring at him in his face. But today we have Josh Hanum here, and he's the founder of a really cool company that we'll talk about how he found us and kind of what we're doing with it. But his company name is Interact, and they are a quiz software company where they basically create, you know, you've seen these quizzes around online. Lead generation type quizzes you see him on social media and all that stuff. Well, his software is used by 30,000 brands around the world, and this thing is pretty slick. But companies like Starbucks, the United Nations, what government, and Home Depot, among, you know, Tony Robbins, and a bunch of people, including Evergreen Profits, their best case study, or at least coming to be that way. But yeah, Josh, thanks for being on the show here, and you got some good people under your company there using your software.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I think it's gonna be a fun show.
Yeah, man. Well, cool. Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, let's just, how did you get, it's my selfish question, how the heck did you get Starbucks and the United Nations and all these guys to use your quiz software?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question. It's a really good question. And we're actually a bootstrap company. So we haven't been able to go the traditional routes of, you know, sales and Facebook ads and things like that. So what we've actually done, what we've always focused on, and even, you know, this ties into, you know, how we're partnered with you guys now, is the education piece. And, you know, quizzes as a marketing and list building tool is a very new concept. It's innovative. It's different. It's not something that you'd traditionally think of. And so we just found that a few years back when we started this company in 2014, that there was some interest in it, but no one knew how to actually go about doing it. So we took a kind of a data-driven approach and tested out a bunch of different quiz types, different questions, all this kind of stuff, and found a model that worked for creating quizzes to generate leads. And then we just started writing about it and writing about it and writing about it and writing about it, to the tune of, we have over 400 of our own blog posts. I've personally done over 100 guest posts on sites, Digital Marketer, Entrepreneur.com, e-consultancy, all of the top marketing blogs. So that was the first wave. And then the second wave now is actually partnering up with folks like yourself, actually, to continue that and continue helping to educate other folks on how to use quizzes. So it's really just all been about explaining and simplifying a somewhat complex topic, which is using quizzes as an actual marketing tool instead of just like a fun Facebook thing.
Right.
And just like distilling it down. And we just found that when you're actually the most helpful, and then you also have the tool to do what you're talking about, it converts really well into people actually signing up and paying and using the product. So that's really all we've done.
I love the fact that, I guess a couple things come to mind, but a big thing is that you use content to educate. I mean, we started off as a content kind of agency where we did that for clients. And it was one of the hardest things to sell to a client, unless they kind of knew the big benefits, but it's a long-term game. You know, it's like you said, 400 blog posts, including guest posts are on top of that, is insane, but that's how it's done. And like you said, it's like the one who educates the most wins, but it takes time. With clients, I mean, we would see massive results if they actually followed through, but you know, the ones that just kind of bail out a couple months in ain't gonna work, you know?
Yeah, that's super true. and we are no exception. It was just about a year of creating content before, anything stuck and actually drove into the product. I mean, we were developing the product during that time as well. So that was part of it. But yeah, it took a long time to build up a base and, you know, refine your message and, you know, actually get good at explaining things in a way that is simple to somebody who's never heard of this concept before, which is strikingly difficult to do. because it is definitely the long game. But the beauty of it is that once it gets rolling, it's not like a sales model where if you stop doing it, you stop getting results. It's right. different where you have this base of content that's out there in the world, mm-hmm. reaching people every single day, you know, regardless of what else you do. So it's got pros and cons. You know, it's definitely a long game, but because it's a long game, it's more sustainable in my opinion.
Yeah. So did you essentially just kind of put out content about quizzes, teach how they work, teach which models work before the software was out? And then you were you building a mailing list or something like that? So when you built the software around this and it was ready to go, you already had a list of people that were interested in this and you were able to just kind of hit the ground running with those people. Was that kind of the thinking behind it and the strategy behind it?
Yeah, that's kind of the strategy that I took. You know, a lot of content at first, I was way too general with my content and just kind of trying to, you know, copy what was working out there in terms of blog posts and things like that. And that drives traffic, but it's way too broad. So I started to focus in more and more and more until it got all the way down to like literally writing posts about how to put together a quiz. And, you know, simultaneously, the interest in doing quizzes kind of started to grow and expand. Mm-hmm. So those things kind of matched up at a certain point. And that was when the product was also kind of coming together in a way that people could actually sign up and use it and start making quizzes. So came down to a timing thing, but it was also due to the fact that I'd had time to kind of refine what it is I was saying, you know, instead of being too broad or too specific, it was like right in the right place.
Yeah.
At the right time.
A big question that's like just lurking in my mind is for one, I love that you bootstrapped this. I mean, you're up in the Bay Area. I know we didn't say this. He's up in Oakland, where notoriously that's where all the startups hang out. You know, that's where the venture capitalists are raising money. You know, you're trying to get investors and all that stuff, but you bootstrapped. How did you go for a year plus without making a single sale? Did you just have a bunch of money in the bank and that you were just hoping and praying this is going to go, or what was your deal there?
Yeah. I mean, a couple of things. Most of that year, myself and my co-founder were still in college. So, that helped a little bit, but we were also doing agency work on the side. So
smart.
We had a couple of clients who we were just building and maintaining web presences for. You know, we found a way to make that as efficient as possible. So we just spend a few hours a week and, you know, use that as some income, while really spending most of the time working on this, which is, you know, kind of a hard choice to make because I wasn't making any money at the time. But it had, I mean, there was just so much more hope in this. It was like, you know, we're doing these websites and you know, those are just kind of, it is what it is. Whereas this just felt so exciting that it was way more fun to work on, even though it wasn't generating revenue. But yeah, that was kind of a tenuous time in some sense, not knowing if this was all going to come together or not. But yeah, it just kind of worked out.
Yeah. I mean, there's a big lesson right there too. It just in the fact that if you have something bigger that you want to accomplish, you can use the skill sets you already have on like an agency kind of basis. Cause that's what Joe and I did when we were building our current business now, is we actually used our agency to build websites for people. We actually didn't really enjoy doing the client work. We didn't really like doing, you know, the sitting down and coding websites for people and stuff, but we had that skill set. So we did that while we were building our business as well. So we have a very, you know, similar story there. And I think there's a big lesson to be gained in just the fact that if you have a skill set already, leverage that skill set to earn your income as a stepping stone to get to where you really want to be. So I really love that story there.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree. And, you know, I think especially if you go the bootstrap route, like it's really important not to do yourself in by not having some sort of stream of income, because you're going to, you know, exhaust all your resources. You're going to be stressed about finances. You're going to, you know, you're going to start to hate it and resent what you're doing. But if you have that stuff on the side that, that you're doing, like agency work, even if you don't enjoy it, you know that there is a better future for you. And you're also not like, you know, stringing yourself out too far while you're trying to build up the thing that you really, really want to do. So, you know, I think it's important to kind of have those two things kind of be in balance so that you have the income coming in until whatever your real passion is, you can get that off the ground and have it start bringing in cash flow.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, you, you mentioned earlier on that you found sort of a model that works with these quizzes. And that's kind of what you were creating the content about when you were actually developing this platform. Can we talk about, you know, one or two of those quiz models that, that was, you found was really working for people, and kind of dive into the nitty gritty of, you know, what systems are working for people that want to use quizzes?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's starting to proliferate a little bit right now, but to be, you know, perfectly honest, most quizzes are done almost exactly the same way, at least have worked well. And just front to back, you know, kind of the Cliff Notes version of it, it's, you know, you create a quiz and the elements of a quiz are basically the title, the questions, your lead capture form, and your results. Your title, most of the successful quizzes I've seen are actually within the same template for a title, and that, that template is which blank are you or what blank are you. So, you know, Tony Robbins did, you know, what type of business owner are you? We've seen what type of entrepreneur are you, what type of marketer are you, all that kind of stuff. That works just really well all the time. And it hits people where they care, which is themselves. So that's that. Your questions. The biggest thing with questions is just to sound like a human person, which is weird to have to tell people. But,
oh, I understand. Yeah. It's tough when you're behind a computer, you know?
Oh my gosh. People forget so quickly. You have no idea how many like crazy large companies we've talked to that just don't get it. And you know, what we tell people is just act like you're, you know, at the bar with a friend. How would you ask them the questions that are in your quiz? And then write them exactly like that. Don't think about it too much. So that's the thing there. Seven questions is what we found to be the ideal number because it takes about 2 minutes for people to answer, which is not too long, but also not too short. They get bought in, but they're not bored. Then you have your lead capture form that comes up after the questions, but before the results. And on that form, you want to do two things. Tell people why they should opt in other than just seeing their quiz results. So oftentimes you can use the quiz software to segment your list and send a different, you know, email series based on, for example, what business type somebody is. So tell them that they'll get personalized help to improve. And then also just let them know how much you're going to be contacting them because everybody wants to know upfront. So that's the lead capture form. And then in your results, you usually keep it short, have a really nice image, 3 to 4 sentences, and just be overly positive, even if you tell somebody that they're like not able to start their own business or something like that, right?
Yeah. You know,
the business example, just keep it positive. Like instead of being like, oh, you know, you'll never make it as your own business.
Yeah. Like, congratulations. Oh, it turns out you should work at McDonald's.
You know, you can spin it and be like, oh, you would be a great sidekick. Like, you know, find somebody who has this set of skills. You have this set of skills and together you can go far. Right.
Yeah.
You know, telling somebody that they shouldn't start their own business, but not directly. and then you can use a call to action button there so you can continue the conversation after the quiz because everybody's curiosity is totally piqued after they take a quiz. So that's the actual quiz itself. As far as promotion goes, you want to embed it onto your own domain so that you're sending traffic to your site. Quizzes embed through an iframe exactly like a YouTube video. So it's really simple integration. And then with Facebook ads to promote the quizzes, you usually just pretty much replicate the cover of the quiz. So like the cover image, the title, all that stuff, and run it to an existing audience that you already have set up through Facebook. And oftentimes we'll see just a drastic reduction in cost per lead just by literally switching lead magnet from whatever else you had before
over to liquids. Yeah.
That's pretty much the process that everybody has followed and continued to have success with.
That's awesome. That's like a step-by-step right there that you can follow along to.
I totally love it.
You can tell I may or may not have written acting like 100 times.
Do you actually have an article somewhere online that we can link people to that actually maps this out?
We do, yeah. And it's pretty much what I just said in article form. So
cool. You have to send me a link to that so I can link it from our show notes.
Well, yeah,
absolutely.
It's funny because I did, in full honesty, you know, Josh basically approached Matt, I think it was, right, Matt? Mm-hmm. So we tested out the software, and I was the one that actually built the first quiz, you know, Matt and I are going to use, and it's mm-hmm. for the EGP letter. And it was so dang simple. I mean, like, and that's not glossing over anything or sugarcoating it. It was a piece of cake. And the thing that was interesting, I think we told you, Josh, is that about 4 years ago, we actually had a client approach us with an idea to make a quiz that would then funnel people into a sales page to give them some custom results, like a score at the top of the sales page. So we basically altered the sales page slightly depending on like three options or three results they would get when completing the quiz. And we had to custom code this thing. I think we got something from, you know, a snippet of code and then modified it to how we wished. And it was a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
That was like 4 years ago.
We built a custom quiz script, which, you know, which was for one person only. It wasn't something we were like selling. We built it for one person. And I think we had something like 60 hours into that one client's funnel.
Yeah. So to see where it's come from and where you're at now and the results you're getting with these clients and stuff, it's amazing.
Yeah. We could build the identical quiz that we built for that client then that took us 60 hours in, what would you say, Joe, 4 minutes?
Oh, easily. Yeah. If you had this stuff planned out, for sure.
Yeah. If you already had the questions in mind, of course.
Yeah.
Now, are there any things that you're seeing since the quizzes have been, they've become kind of prolific lately? Is there anything that you've seen a lot of people doing wrong with the quizzes? There's something you're seeing over and over and over again, and you knowing what you know now going, oh, I wouldn't do that if I was them.
Yeah. There are two very common mistakes that people make. One being too boring, which I kind of alluded to with the questions, where people, you know, they get this idea in their heads that they should make a quiz like, you know, if you're a digital marketing consultant, they will be like, oh, I'm going to make a quiz that's, do you need a digital marketing consultant? And no one cares.
No.
No one cares. And they can see right through it. Like, obviously, you're making this quiz and you're going to make all the results. Yeah, you need a digital marketing consultant. Call me at this number and, like, you know, pay me for my services. Well, it's, no one cares, right? So that's one really common mistake people make. And, you know, especially with larger organizations, they do that all the time.
Right.
Won't names, but a lot of the largest software companies in the world have tried to do quizzes on our platform and just failed miserably because of that. And then on the other side, you also have a problem where you're too broad. So people will get an idea like, oh, like I took that, you know, which state should you live in quiz on BuzzFeed? Like, can I just make that? And then, you know, going back to the same example, it's like, you know, Salesforce making that quiz. And you're like, why would you do that?
Right. Exactly.
Nothing to do with what you actually sell.
Yeah.
So how you avoid doing that is you start with thinking about what is most core to your business. So if you're selling to entrepreneurs, then, you know, entrepreneurs is your audience. And then you go, and we're actually solving this problem for people, you know, in our system now by creating a bunch of pre-made quizzes for each category. Currently you can look at what type of entrepreneur quizzes are already successful. And one that's done a lot is, what type of entrepreneur are you? Right. And so now you're doing both things, where it is relevant to your business because it's about entrepreneurs, but it's also successful because you've seen it work on, you know, sites like BuzzFeed or like Times or, you know, content sites where they're just doing these for fun. So you want to pull in something that people are doing for fun already that's really relevant to your audience and what you have to offer in terms of value. And that's how you avoid making those mistakes of being too boring or too broad.
I love the idea of going to like BuzzFeed for ideas, or maybe not BuzzFeed. I mean, BuzzFeed's great, but maybe, well, yeah, they cover pretty much every topic on there. So just to see the interactions there, that's probably a great step one to just get some ideas at least and see what people are interested in.
Yeah, you can go to BuzzFeed. BuzzSumo is a great tool for looking at content that's shared a lot. You know, you can just type in entrepreneur quiz and it will do a broad term search and look for all the quizzes that have done well in that category. And you can do that for pretty much anything on BuzzSumo. Mm-hmm. Or even Google. You can go to Google and look at, you know, what type of quizzes are ranking at the top, because those are the most popular ones. So, yeah, those are a few tools you can use.
Love it. So, when you've seen so many quizzes now, what's the most, or what are some of the most interesting uses of quizzes you've seen? Maybe it's funneling them into a interesting service or type of business model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I mean, probably the most interesting one, and this is not really relevant for direct sales, but the government of the United Kingdom did a massive quiz push before Brexit, trying to get people to understand what the EU was. And the quiz was literally like, how much do you know about the EU? And it was crazy. They had it on their site. They had, I want to say, like almost 200,000 people take the quiz.
Wow.
And it showed people, you know, what the EU actually does at, you know, and what it's there for. Unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of that argument and quite the way that we wanted. But it was just kind of crazy to see that impact. I mean, the population of the United Kingdom is not massive. So 200,000 people is a decent percentage of that entire population. So the impact that had is crazy.
Wow.
We did another one with the United Nations Refugee Agency. It was, would you survive as a refugee? And it was pretty heart-wrenching in terms of the types of questions they had on their real-world situations about, you know, would you take a, you know, a bribe, or if somebody offered you like a cheaper passage across the sea, would you take it? And they were using that to build up an email list to drive donations into the agency. So that one was really cool.
I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the, you know, the more practical business side, you know, the quiz that's been on Tony Robbins' site for quite a while now, and now Lewis House is actually jumping in the game as well. Mm-hmm. You know, Lewis has a quiz like, is your idea profitable?
That's a good one.
He's got people funneling into different, you know, follow-up sequences based on how kind of well-rounded their idea is. So he's got like a beginning, intermediate, advanced course. It's going out to people based on how well they scored, you know, on this quiz that basically determines like, do you know what you're doing? Mm-hmm. And that one's been really cool. Driven a lot of really good results for them, and just really, really fun and just different, you know, way of going about things.
Well, that's, And I guess I want to touch on just how dynamic quiz results can be. And this is how Matt and I are setting our quiz up, is the fact that you have the ability with these results, you can funnel them into different follow-up campaigns, automations, and also pages to take them to afterwards. And just to customize that message, to have the ability to start that conversation. So I think that's one of the most important things that any business owner can do is be creative and be entertaining enough to start a conversation, but then focus these people in different ways. You know, start a little broad, not too broad, but then focus that message down to specifically what these people are going to resonate with.
And yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's about to get even more powerful because we're launching a thing next week or the week after, where you can actually connect specific answers to quiz questions,
right?
Sequences. So, for example, like there's a software company that wants to send out different follow-ups based on how big your email list is. And so how big is your email list is one of the questions. Based on your answers, you're sent, you know, one of four different, you know, follow-up sequences. And that's just like crazy powerful.
That's huge. That's huge. Like,
it's insane. Like, it's insane. Like, you're able to like send people the actual help that they need.
Yeah. I was just talking with Matt. Yeah, I have a buddy who owns a CrossFit gym here in town. It's where I go and work out. But I always kind of try to relate because we're pretty much strictly digital marketers, Matt and I. But I always like to craft our message to like, how would a business owner, brick and mortar, take something? And that's, you know, we have our EGP letter, Evergreen Profits letter, that goes out monthly, and we get brick and mortar people. So we make sure that our message resonates with them. And I was bringing up this quiz thing to him the other day. I was actually building the quiz in front of him. And his first reaction was like, oh man, I see these quizzes and they always suck me in. I know what they're going to do to me. I'm like, well, that's probably a shitty quiz maker right there. But at the end of the day, he was like, holy shit, I could see the power in this of just like, you know, asking something workout related or health related and funneling them into a local business. I mean, it doesn't have to, you don't have to be a massive company to, or an online company or government to use quizzes. You could be a tiny little bakery or a gym or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's so versatile. And we've seen stuff in the fitness space, like what workout style is best for you and, you know, how healthy is your diet, stuff like that. And, you know, we recently kind of restructured our pricing to accommodate more for, you know, the small business all the way up to the really large businesses. So we're, you know, we're down to starting at $17 a month, which is, you know, plausible for pretty much anyone. So,
sure.
I mean, we've seen supplements just, I've seen some supplement companies make massive sales with quizzes where they have like four or five different supplements, and then the quiz leads you down to which is the best supplement for you. And I've seen some of those just, you know, turn into millions of dollars in business for them. Let's talk for a second about Interact, the software itself. Let's talk about some of the various functionality. I know it does these quizzes that you've seen that sort of, you know, lead you down the path that we were just talking about, but it's got a few other types of quizzes and funnels that you can build inside of it. Do you want to talk for a minute about all the various functionality of Interact and all the various things it can do other than just the standard quiz that you're used to seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So we currently have three unique types of quizzes that pretty much encompass everything you may want to do. The most popular one is the personality quiz, which is your standard, which blank are you, what blank are you type of quiz. We also do scored quizzes, which give you an outcome based on a total score, and each answer to a question has a point value associated with it. So, you know, that's like the type of stuff that you see printed on the back of magazines. But it allows you to get really specific with, you know, if question two, answer B means you should definitely get this particular result, then just give answer B like 200 points and you will be able to know, like, if they answer that particular question that particular way, they need to see this, which is really powerful. And then we also have assessments, which are multiple choice quizzes where each question has a correct answer. So that would be like the, you know, how much do you know about the EU type of quiz. So with those three types, and those are all included, you know, with all of our packages, you know, with those three types, you're able to encompass a lot of different data inputs and a lot of different use cases. And then within each quiz, you know, questions can be either image or text, or, you know, you can put GIFs in there, you know, have some fun with it. So you can get really flexible with the types of questions you ask and the format of them and the way they look and things like that. And then, you know, we alluded to it a little bit, but our, you know, biggest advantage is that you're able to just naturally map up the quiz results. So that would be like your personality or your score to sequences in any autoresponder. We have ton of integrations with everybody. So you can literally just choose, you know, I want this result to map to this sequence using a drop down, and it connects up. You don't have to do any shenanigans or finagling. It's really, really simple. So that's huge, because you know, then the quiz does the job of attracting people, getting them in, and then it's also segmenting. So, you know, you can increase your sales on the back end. So that's a huge feature for us. And then we also have some really, really detailed analytics that show you, you know, waterfall drop off graphs of where are people leaving if they're not completing your quiz. You know, how is each person answering each of the questions of your quiz? You can see all that data. So it really pulls in a lot of information, kind of like a survey.
Yep.
But because you don't have to like entice people to take it, they just want to take it. It's better than a survey. So those are the three main types. We also do giveaways now, and we're about to launch a polling tool that has lead generation built in as well. So then you can target people based on how they vote on a poll. So, you know, you ask them which album they like best, you can, you know, send them, you know, related music based on which album they like best on your poll. So,
that's cool.
We have a lot of just kind of interactive list building lead generation, possibilities.
Love it, man. And I'm kind of just cycling through the back end here in Interact right now and looking at the personality quizzes that all of us have seen out there. Doesn't matter who you are, you've seen this, you know, but like, I can't even count how many templates you have in here. And this is ridiculous because you don't even have to think when you make these quizzes. I think there's probably a good 50 on this page just for personality that you can choose from, all the way from what's your style personality to what's your biggest strength, what's your spirit city, what kind of vegan are you, which dog breed are you? Like, you can just do anything.
our templates are about to get, you know, turned up to 11 because we're about to segment them out by category. So let's say you're selling informational products. You can choose the informational products category and look at the templates that are specifically built for that category. And then you can sort those templates by their overall conversion rate. So you can look at, of everybody who's used each of these templates, which one is converting the highest. So then you literally say, I sell informational products. Show me the highest converting template. I want to use that. And then you can modify it, you know, what you want, but leave literally most of it exactly the same. And then you don't have to think. You don't have to think about the idea. You don't have to think about the questions. It's all in there. So that's going to be huge. Just kind of crowdsourcing the conversion rate for it.
I can't wait, man, because I'm looking at these things and it seems like all these templates are built to that exact flow, best practices that you told us earlier, you know, which / what blank are you? That's pretty much what every single one starts off as. And they're about 6 to 7 questions, exactly what you told us. I've been clicking into every one of these, but I'm sure it tells them a pretty good opt-in message, you know, it's kind of brainless. You just swap out the images, or maybe you don't, you know, if something fits. I think you even make it easy with like stock images. I mean, that's what was fun. I actually had a good time building this, and that's unlike most things. So, swapping out images, getting creative with this stuff. It was cool. So I could see big things.
We've got just like a couple more questions that we like to ask everybody that comes on the podcast. And, the first one is, do you have any books that you recommend people read? I mean, they could be related to quizzes. They don't have to be, they could be related to business. Just are there any books that you find yourself recommending a lot or rereading yourself once a year or so, or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. My favorite, I think, just for overall, you know, business practices is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Mm-hmm. It's just a really good baseline. And, you know, I believe that a lot of decisions that are made day to day are born out of your core values and kind of core beliefs. And that's just a great book that kind of, you know, exemplifies a lot of that stuff. And then one more recently that's, a bit off the cuff is The Art of War, which just has a lot of I don't know, you know, good principles in terms of how to win at things. Yeah. So I like that one. It's got some just really, you know, just, you know, actually ancient best practices for how to go about, you know, beating the competition and building, you know, strong things in general. So those are the two that I would say.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's funny. I actually have a comic book version of The Art of War. There's a company that takes like business books, you know, The Art of War, the Emuth, Rich Dad, Emuth, Poor Dad, books like that. Mm-hmm. And they actually turn them into comic books with like cartoon characters acting out the principles and philosophies of the book. And I actually found this online and I bought the comic book version of that. And I actually own the you know, the original version. You can get it for free on Kindle, yeah, I believe. But I bought the comic book version just because I thought that was awesome.
Love it.
That's cool. Now, what's this might be an interesting question, but what's one question that us or someone else should be asking you, but you never get asked this question for some reason?
In terms of like general entrepreneurship stuff, or specifically about,
it could be either
about either entrepreneurship, or about quizzes, about you know, your business, any of that. Is there something that you think people should ask more often, but you never really hear?
Yeah, I think the thing that people don't ask about enough is customers. Mm. How do you actually translate your idea to something that the general populace can use? Mm-hmm. And it's one of, if not the hardest challenge to solve when you're creating software. And I almost never get asked about it. I get asked about, you know, how do you do the funding? How do you like get customers? How do you like do all this stuff? But no one ever really asks, like, how do you like actually get them to be able to use it, mm-hmm, and like understand how it works, and, you know, talk to them in a way that makes sense on their level? Because, you know, some of our customers are from like tech hubs, but like 98% are not. Yeah. They live in Alabama or, you know, Brighton in the United Kingdom or in Australia. Like, how do you translate what you're creating to somebody like that? So that's the one that I really don't hear much, but it's very, very difficult to figure out.
Love it. That could be used for any software company, information company, an agency. I mean, any business. But that's, always think that customer. How are you going to, and I think the big thing there is education, which is exactly what built your business.
Yep.
I think it's brilliant, man.
Awesome. Matt,
any other questions?
Yeah. Where do people go from here? Where do they go find out more about you and your software?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably the best way to get started is just go to our website, tryinteract.com, tryinteract.com. We do have a free version of our product that allows you to like build out all your quizzes, and then you got to upgrade to like connect your integration and things like that. But we have it set up that way so you can really get in and get a feel for how it works and how easy it is to get things, you know, created. And actually, everybody that signs up for free, one of our team members reaches out to and offers to do a consultation with, which is kind of insane considering the numbers that come through every day. But we do that because we just love to connect with people. So that's the quickest way to actually connect with somebody on our team, get on a call, talk through strategy, all of that stuff. So if you just go to the site, tryinteract.com, click get started, create a free account, somebody will reach out to you within 4 to 6 hours at the most. Wow. And, you know, connect with you to talk about quizzes. So it's a huge opportunity to take advantage of there.
Love awesome. It, man. Yeah. So hop on it, go to tryinteract.com, just sign up for free. I mean, literally, like, you got Red Lobster, American Red Cross, UCLA, USC.
You'll be using the same technology that Tony Robbins and
seriously,
and the Red Cross uses for their
NBC
quizzes.
NBC, Forbes. I mean, like, just get in on it before everyone else does. So, thank you, Josh. It's been awesome, dude. Great talking. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Right, appreciate man. It.
We'll talk later. Bye.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Now, if you don't know already, myself and my partner, Joe Fear, every single week, we put together this killer weekly newsletter that's completely free. If you go to theweeklyprofit.com, you can get on this weekly newsletter. And what we do with this newsletter is we scour the internet. We read every piece of content, listen to blog posts, check out new software and tools, And we distill down the best of the best into a weekly newsletter and deliver it directly to your inbox every single week. So head over to theweeklyprofit.com and make sure you're signed up to receive that weekly newsletter. You're going to love it. Thanks so much again for listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. We'll see you in the next one.